doulas, welcome to another episode of the Doula Road Trip Podcast. Hey doulas, welcome to another episode of the Doula Road Trip Podcast. Deja and I are back for another episode. Hey.
Hey y'all.
And we wanted to talk about something that we haven't seen anybody else talking about in our industry, but was like on fire. Maybe like 2 months ago, like you could not turn on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, your newsletter, if you're subscribed to some people that do online marketing in that realm, and not hear about ChatGPT. Mm-hmm. So we want to talk about ChatGPT. We're going to cover like what it is, how you can use it in your doula business, how you can actually use it as a tool to the like highest level. And then we're also going to tell you guys how you can sign up. Best of all, it's free. It's about to free so many of y'all who have so much going on in life and just don't have the time and the energy to really do a lot of the things that we are required to do in our doula business and that I know a lot of y'all dread. So super excited to share this tool with y'all. And best of all, it's free.
Yes. So
let's get into it. How would you define ChatGPT? Like, if someone were to ask you, what is ChatGPT? Like, what would you say? How would you explain it to them?
The non-technical answer that I usually give is that it's a better, well, let me take that back. For Google, it's like, what you talking about? I was about to say it's a better Google, right? So,
Alexa chimed in. What you say?
Exactly. So, let me rephrase. It's like Google, right? But it's like a dialogue. It's a conversation. And so my husband, the way that he uses Google before ChatGPT is asking Google very specific type of questions that I'm always like, you can't ask Google those nuanced type of questions, right? But ChatGPT is essentially Google, but ask it in the way that you would have a conversation with anybody and you're going to get a specific answer back.
Yeah, I love that. So I asked ChatGPT, like, how would ChatGPT explain what it is, right? Mm-hmm. And it says ChatGPT is an advanced artificial intelligence language model that has been trained on massive amounts of text data using state-of-the-art machine learning algorithms. It's capable of understanding natural language and generating coherent responses to a wide range of questions and prompts. Think of ChatGPT as a super smart computer program that can engage in human-like conversations with you. It has access to a vast amount of information on a wide range of topics, ranging from history and science to literature and pop culture. Whether you're looking for a quick answer to a simple question or need more in-depth explanation, ChatGPT can provide you with a detailed response. It has the ability to learn and adapt to new information, which means it's constantly improving its ability to generate high responses to your questions, right? So I feel like ChatGPT is like your super, super, super smart elder who like literally can mentor you. It can translate languages for you. It can write things for you. It can summarize things for you, right? And it can even answer like mentorship level questions for you, right? So ChatGPT has been a super, super game changer in so many ways. And so I want you guys to definitely listen to the ways that we've been using ChatGPT because you'll never believe it, right? So when we talk about it being a brainstormer, right? So ChatGPT can brainstorm anything. I asked it to brainstorm business names, doula business names. ChatGPT does know what a doula is and they know exactly the type of work that we do. And they were able to brainstorm business names for me. They were able to brainstorm topics for blogs or newsletters. It was able to brainstorm titles for blogs or podcasts or, events, right? Event themes, like, or book themes. I even had ChatGPT, like, do brainstorming for a Mother's Day virtual event, right? For themes. So it can brainstorm any number of things. And I know Deja uses it on a daily basis. Have you brainstormed anything on ChatGPT that you thought like it gave you some dope answers for?
Yeah, content creation is a really big one, right? And so I know, and we'll talk about all the nuanced pieces of this of why I feel like a lot of people may have been avoiding it or are still currently avoiding it. But yeah, content creation, as far as topic points. So not just, you know, give me something in full-blown writing, but just having something to go off of where you're not staring at a blank screen trying to figure out, you know, what do I write? What, back to the headline piece. So definitely content creation has been the biggest one for me that I use to brainstorm topics, even within a specific area, right? You can get really specific and say, because ChatGPT does know doulas, does know what we do, I put a prompt in just for curiosity's sake, because, you know, we've been in this game for a few years now, so I know a little bit about, you know, what pregnant folks like, but I put in a prompt right. that was, what do pregnant moms care about? What topics? And it spit it back out as far as, you know, nutrition and different wellness things and things that maybe as doulas we're not thinking of in the full scope because we're hyper focused on birth, which is absolutely great, but we talk a lot about the importance of meeting people where they're at. And so it was great for that to spit back out, what are pregnant people searching for?
Yeah. And to go even a step further, after ChatGPT brainstorms topics, it can write for mm-hmm. you. It can write blogs, it can write stories, it can write screenplays, poems, emails, social media captions, right? So it can absolutely write for you. I did use ChatGPT to actually brainstorm an idea for a screenplay for my husband, who is like an actual horror buff in real life. And so having it brainstormed, like, what could we write for a screenplay that is a horror story that includes 8 characters and that is actually unique. And so it brainstormed some themes for us. And then we were able to go back and say, okay, now let's write this screenplay. So super, super dope that you can now cut down all of the time that you're spending writing those emails, writing those blogs, coming up with those social media captions. You can go ahead and mass create them and have things to do for 30 days, 60 days, 90 days without missing a beat with ChatGPT. So that's absolutely fantastic.
Yes, listen, even so, there's some technical bits with it that we'll get into more, but for the doulas, I know we talked about content creation a lot in 2022, where we would meet people, we would be talking about something specific, right? Like how to have a good interview. And it would always come back to content creation. Well, you know, I'm trying to write this and what do I do with these captions and just what do I say? This should eliminate, and because it's a free tool, this should eliminate that starting place of where do I start? What do I say? What do people care about? And even again, if you don't take the full step of having it write things out, because I know a lot of people want it in their own voice, have a starting place. It's always good to have something, and you can even take what's spitting out and you're responding to it, right? Or you're adding what you would say in the mix of it.
Absolutely.
So practical ways that I've used it myself. When it comes to client responses, sometimes you don't know where to do. Let me paint a scenario, right? So I had a client, and when we start to talk about boundaries and contracts and things that were expressed, and let's say the client is coming back with something that you have to express to them and say, hey, no, you know, per the agreement, here's what's X, Y, and Z. Me personally, I don't know about everybody else, but I very much get stuck at how do I hold that boundary and communicate it in a way where things don't get weird after this point. So you can give ChatGPT a very specific scenario and say, hey, here's the agreement that I had in place. The client is doing X, Y, and Z. How can I respond tactfully? And it will give you back something so that you're not sitting there where I'm at, staring at a blank screen, trying to figure out, do I say something? Do I not say something? How do I say this? The definition that you initially provided, why I said it's a better Google, it gives you a little more nuanced answer because it is taking in human data points to provide that and not just a very rigid, you know, here's the articles that pop up about it type thing.
Yeah, 100%. And I also want to say, too, the other uncomfortable thing is following up on payment, right? So you have this agreement in place. It's time for something to be paid. Maybe there's an outstanding invoice, or maybe you have to follow up with the backup doula about the fact that you went to the birth and now it's time for them to pay you for your services. So ChatGPT can absolutely write a response or a note letting someone know, like, hey, we're following up on this invoice because of XYZ. And you don't have to worry about coming off as aggressive or harsh or, you know, whatever in your mind you think you may be doing, following up on money that people owe you anyway. But yeah, so definitely ChatGPT can help you in those uncomfortable situations, and as well as accepting or declining something, right? So say you do have an offer from an agency that you do want to accept, or say you have an offer from an agency that you do want to decline. ChatGPT can help you write an acceptance or a declination email response, and then you could go back and make sure it is said in your voice. You can also ask ChatGPT to just write an outline. So if there is a blog or like an article or a social media caption that you want to write, they could write an outline for you, and then you could use their outline and fill in the things in your words, as Deja was saying earlier, which is an excellent point.
Mm-hmm. And to that point, I know we touched on websites a little bit last year, where a lot of times new doulas have the feeling of, I need this website, you know, all the things that go into that, which is way more complicated, right? But if you have to have it, you got to do it, have ChatGPT write you an outline for your website. So have it write an outline for what should go in the top section, right, when you land on the website, what could go in the About Me section. So get a starting place that is not you just throwing things up there, but that is hard data that is replicated that people are actually looking for.
Yeah, and if you're a doula who is looking to become an independent contractor, ChatGPT can also write you a resume and a cover letter, and it can also give you feedback, which is one of the other things it can do. If you copy and paste the text from your resume into ChatGPT and ask it, hey, give me feedback, is this resume strong, how would you make it stronger, ChatGPT will give you feedback to correct your resume, to make it stronger, to edit it and make it stronger, or to build you a resume from scratch. So that's something else that you can do that I have done in ChatGPT and that I absolutely love, love, love.
Mm-hmm. So y'all, I'm still doing my virtual doula thing, still supporting people online. And so the way I support people is a little bit different than how I would in person. So I do a lot of sessions with people, and I call them like coaching sessions. And so something, I've been having my little formula for years that I like to do things, but something I did just to see what it would spit back out is I asked ChatGPT to write me a coaching session recap. So usually every time I meet with my families, after we've talked, I'll spend a couple of days afterwards taking what they shared with me, what I shared with them, and writing a good recap that can give them some action steps or things to think about. Or homework to take away. And so I had it spit back out was a good coaching session recap that can give the recap of what happened, action items and resources. And it gave me a good outline to go with.
I love it. Love it. Love it. Do you want to get into how to use ChatGPT as a tool well? Because I feel like there are certain steps that you need to take when you're putting information into ChatGPT to make sure that you're getting the most back in your responses.
Absolutely. Yes, there's a lot of tips, y'all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So if you do want ChatGPT to write something for you from scratch, I say start at the top with brainstorming the topic. Then go into an outline of the topic and then ask ChatGPT to write the intro, write the outline, like write the words for the outline point one, then write the words for the outline point two, right? That way you're taking it step by step. Otherwise, I feel like you can get really condensed, short answers that may not fulfill what you're looking for. And so by breaking it down and taking it step by step by step by step, I feel like you get the most out of it, especially with things like screenplays. When I was helping my husband with his screenplay, we started brainstorming themes. Then we started brainstorming titles. Then we did an outline for the title that we liked the most. Then we started to go like outline point by outline point by outline point, filling in the actual story. He did get like, I don't know, like a 26 page like screenplay out of it doing it that way. So by taking it step by step by step and having it do things in that order, I feel like you get the most out of it. I've also noticed that sometimes ChatGPT can give you very like professional type of tones. And so sometimes asking it to mimic the tones of celebrities will soften the tone and make it more conversational, right? So I might say, hey, write a email that is asking someone, like, when will they be able to make this payment, and write it in the voice of Oprah or Michelle Obama or Brené Brown, right? Or write a declination letter, but write it in the voice of Ellen DeGeneres, right? And so by telling it the celebrity, they have enough information online to be able to put a feel and a feeling into the words that they're writing. So that's a good way too to kind of get ChatGPT to give you something with a little bit more personality and flavor that I really, really appreciated and have liked using over the past couple of weeks that I've been using it.
I love that. See, this is the fun part where I was starting to tip into why people may have been resisting it, because the idea of having a machine learning software spit back out information, I know a lot of people get concerned with, well, is this replacing things? You know, this is not my voice type of thing. So another tip that you can do is to, you can have ChatGPT to learn how you write, and you can give it something in your own tone. So here's something that I already wrote. I need you to write X, Y, and Z thing, but use it in this tone that I've already written it. And if you're asking for specific prompts, you can give ChatGPT more information, right? So it doesn't just have to be, hey, write, you know, give me 10 topics for pregnant people that I can use for a blog. You can get more specific, you know, write 10 topics for pregnant people who are planning for an unmedicated birth and are considering home birth. You can get really technical there, and even start to put in things like, here is what this audience is concerned about, or here's their main issues. You can get really technical with what you are trying to get back from it. And it doesn't just have to be, again, a simple Google search, because I know with Google, you can kind of get lost in the weeds trying to put in too many things.
Yeah. And to that point too, you can also say things like, write it to a fifth grader, or write it to a ninth grader, or write it to a senior in high school. If you are someone who is like educating, supporting, training, coaching people who are younger, you can definitely put like the age range of the person in there, or the grade of the person, and it will break things down in a way that someone at, you know, whatever level of age or education that is would be able to digest that information. So that's something else too. I know I have like a 5-year-old, so sometimes trying to explain things or share things that I want to share, it could be helpful to be able to get ideas for how to word that or put that in a way that would be appropriate for someone at a kindergarten level, right? So I just want to throw that in too, because that is a pro tip that I hope you guys use when playing around in ChatGPT and seeing all that it can do. I also want to say YouTube is your friend. So there are so many free courses that I've taken on YouTube about ChatGPT, and I get to see like how people are using it, what it's capable of, because it can do like 15 different commands and functions. We don't have time to get into all of those, but it's really, really a powerful tool that they are updating and putting out new versions of all of the time. So if you do feel like, oh, I'm not quite getting the most that I need, go on YouTube, watch some of the free courses. They're anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes, and they'll really open up like the floodgates of ideas and ways that you start to interact with the tool.
Mm-hmm. If anybody out there has existing content, so maybe you've been doing doula work for a few years now, and you're not completely starting from scratch where you don't necessarily need talking points or an outline, maybe you already have existing content, you have existing blogs, you have videos, maybe use it to repurpose. So use it as a tool to take something you've already written, and a lot of times I'll have it take a full blog, so something that's maybe 1,000 words, and I will tell it, summarize this, like chop this down for me and give me the main points. And so repurpose the things that you've already created. If you've already been doing the work and you are stuck at the point of, I've already said all of the things I need to say, I said them a million ways. Maybe you still want to post content or share things, use it in that way where you're repurposing and taking things that you've already created and like reinvent the wheel, have ChatGPT do it.
Yeah, 100%. I also feel like ChatGPT is also a language translator. So I don't know if I mentioned that, but if you are someone who is an educator and you have online programs and say you want to develop those things from English into Spanish or French or Russian or German, you can do that as well. So copy and pasting maybe something from your manual or something from your course text that you want people to be able to access in different languages, ChatGPT can help you to translate that. So you don't have to worry about spending money on a translator. You have a free tool now that can support you in getting that to people all across the world. So that's a dope opportunity that you have there too. And I also want to say it's an event planner, which I don't know if I mentioned before. So it can break down the steps for planning an event, or it can break down the steps for doing something like creating a podcast, which is something that I asked ChatGPT to do because I wanted to create standard operating procedures. So that way we're running more like a machine, right? And so it was able to break down all of the steps for running and creating a podcast that includes guests. So that way, then I can start to automate some of those things and even hire out for people to help me now that I have those standard operating procedures into place, those simple steps that people know that I'm following each and every single time we create an episode or each and every time we create an in-person event or a virtual event. So that's another game-changing way that you can use it.
So one thing that we do not have to go down a rabbit hole because, y'all, I ain't explored this too much, but right before we hit record, there are technical bits that you can do with ChatGPT. So for those of you who are saying, I want to set up my own website, I want to use this specific type of software, I'm not telling you to get in the weeds. We really would prefer that you stay a little more high level and do things that'll really move you forward. But in the event that you do want to explore those things, you can ask more technical questions of, hey, I'm using this specific website builder. I'm stuck at this point. What should I do next? Just to help you work through next steps. And so that's as much as I'm going to tell y'all, because don't worry about too much of the coding. Stay high level. Stay with things that are really going to move you forward. And really that content piece I see is helpful the most when it comes to doulas and getting the word out about what you're doing, and having ChatGPT give you a way to articulate that better, right? That's outside of hire a doula, you need a doula, here's what doulas do. That really opens you up in a more expanded way to talk to what pregnant people care about.
Yeah, absolutely. Deja, tell everybody how they can sign up for ChatGPT if they are interested in getting a new account.
So you are going to go to a website in your browser, whether that is on your computer, so they have it on laptop, desktop version, or on your mobile device. You're going to go to chat.openai.com and sign up for an account. Like we said, it's free. You're not paying anything for this, and you can start using it today. Start there, y'all. That's all you have to do. Chat.openai.com, sign up for an account, and let us know what your first search was.
Yeah, let us know. So I'm going to use ChatGPT to create the title of this episode and the description of this episode. And so you guys give us feedback. Let us know if the title is fire and if the description is good. We would love to hear your feedback about how you're using ChatGPT in your business. If this is the first time you've ever heard of ChatGPT, and tell us about how you guys feel about it, about artificial intelligence doing all of these things, y'all, because robots are for sure taking over. They did it for years in the movies, and now they're doing it for real in real life. So that is like hilarious to me. It'll be interesting to see like where this goes and what we have access to as ChatGPT begins to develop and get smarter and starts to do more things. So if you haven't already, y'all, leave us a 5-star review. We would love to be able to spread the word to more doulas about how awesome this podcast is. And we will see you guys in the next episode. Bye.